From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Hey, Don, you're in pretty good shape, right?
I guess.
So you probably work out?
Well, I swim and go to the gym pretty much every day. Why?
It's just that some people can become addicted to exercise to the point where it does more harm than good.
I don't think I'm addicted.
Do you feel guilty when you miss a workout? Do you feel that you have to get to the gym no matter what, even if it interferes with other parts of your life?
I enjoy going to the gym, but I'm not that fanatical about it. It's just part of my daily routine.
That's good. Because exercise addiction can disrupt your life. First, exercising too much can wear you down and sap your energy. And some people get so committed to working out that they'll skip work and school to hit the gym. They get anxious and jittery if they can't get in that 5-mile run or lift weights or whatever.
Wow, that sounds as bad as being addicted to drugs.
It's not that different. But because we generally encourage exercise and see it as a good thing, it can be hard to know if you have a problem. If working out is a regular part of your life, then great. Any doctor will tell you that it's important to stay fit. But when exercise is your life, that's not healthy. It's a problem.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Teresa Fasihi at the Baylor College of Medicine.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu, and for podcasts, click on the podcast button. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.